Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Are you hungry for adventure?
Do you crave hilarious and perilous tabletop campaigns?
Don't bother rolling perception, pal. We've got you covered.
Behold! Dungeons and Doritos! Nerdy Show's epic tabletop audio drama! A cinematic serial of mayhem-filled, morally questionable quests at dungeonsanddoritos.com.
The following episode of Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network.
Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse.
All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop.
Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination.
And with the generous support of listeners like you.
To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Spandex makes me horny.
Drag is the new spandex.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pat DeBear here with another episode of Flame On. Drag is the new spandex. This is our DragCon 2019 recap. And let me introduce you to who is here with me. Wait, it's just me. Never mind. I am doing a solo episode for you today because I wanted to talk about DragCon. And, yeah, everybody else was not available, or our normal DragCon correspondents all had crazy stuff going on. Normally, we have the lovely Ginger Minge on a lot of these episodes, and if you are unaware, Ginger is part of the new touring cast of Xanadu the Musical, and is in rehearsals, learning how to roller skate and sing along to these songs that I personally am a huge, huge fan of because I absolutely adore Xanadu the Musical. So I'm excited to see both Ginger Minge and Jinx Monsoon as the evil muses when they come on tour with Xanadu the Musical. And in years past, we've actually had Tora Hyman, our friend, come and talk about DragCon with us. But a little storm named Dorian came in and kind of messed up her plans to get to New York. So unfortunately, Tora wasn't able to be at DragCon with the boys of Swish Embassy, who she normally works with, as well as the Camp Wanakiki booth, where she is a contestant on season 2, now airing on YouTube. Go check that out and make sure that you throw some support to Ms. Tora Hyman on season 2 of Camp Wanakiki. Just because they weren't able to join me on this episode, I did not want to deny you, fair listeners, of my thoughts about RuPaul's Drag Con in New York City 2019. It took place at the Javits Center, where it has been for the past 3 years, from the 6th of September through the 8th, and myself and off-air Flame On helper Brian from Chicago were guests as press for this year's convention, which was a lot of fun. We did a lot of great things that I want to talk about, and there are some stuff that you will not be able to get to hear because we are on a media embargo for some interviews until the 24th. So a couple days after this podcast lands on your players. And let me apologize now. I'm sorry that we're a week behind with all the traveling between promoting Bear Bust and then going up to New York and doing the DragCon coverage for 3 days and then traveling back down and all the craziness. I had to not get a cast together to do this recording. So we're a week behind. We thank you for sticking with us and knowing that we are normally very punctual with our every other week schedule, but sometimes things just happen in the world that don't allow us to get things, these recordings out to you when they're supposed to. But fret not, we will have the special episode with our interviews with the Drag Race UK queens coming out on the 24th, as well as a new pop culture roundup dropping, I believe, 2 or 3 days later. So you're going to get all the Flame On that you expect in September and then some, with some great fun little interviews that we were able to do with the Drag Race UK girls. And that will drop on the 24th. That is when our embargo is lifted and we'll be able to put that out into the world. So I'm excited for y'all to get to hear that. And we might actually throw the video content up onto one of our platforms. But more about that a little bit later. So I have, it's fun because 3 days of just whirlwind back and forth, going from Long Island into Manhattan, taking trains and taking subways and taking lifts and all of this stuff, you tend to have everything blend together. So in lieu of notes, I just have my phone with my pictures here, because that is by far the easiest way to kind of go through and remember what we did over the course of the 3 days. So the Friday of DragCon, they consider it preview night, and it has a portion that is VIP only, which press is also allowed to be a part of, so that way we can get to see it and review and talk about it, which is awesome. Thank you to the PR firm and to World of Wonder for giving us passes again this year as press. Thank you so much. It's always so much fun to do this. And we got to have a little meet and mingle with the queens from RuPaul's Drag Race UK that is coming out this October on WOW Presents Plus. You can go to, I believe it's wow-presents.com and sign up for a 30-day free trial. And then it's only $3.99 a month. I hadn't looked into it yet, but now with Drag Race UK coming out, I will be subscribing and getting myself a subscription and checking out all this stuff. If you're a fan of if you're a fan of the photo fashion reviews, Tea with Tati, when I was visiting friends in Chicago, they had WOW Presents on their television, on their Apple TV, and some of these shows are really, really kind of adorable, and I love that these queens are getting to do these productions with World of Wonder and make this content. And honestly, for $4 a month, hey, that's not a bad price considering what we're paying for Hulu and Netflix and all these other streaming services. So the queens just kind of got to mingle around on the red carpet and just be out there with the fans, which I thought was extremely interesting in comparison to how a lot of these Drag Race mixers or meeting the queens go. They are normally done at booths. They're normally done in a little bit more constructed manner. And they did do this later in the weekend. But I guess because it was part of the VIP experience, they had the queens come out and just mingle on the red, not the red carpet, the pink carpet, in front of the TikTok main stage, which is really cool. It was kind of awkward because, you know, there's so many people around and they want to get some FaceTime and get pictures with the queens. And Brian and myself, we were able to get some pictures with Scaredy Cat and with Gothy Kendall and my quickly becoming one of my personal favorites, Bag of Chips. Just so quirky and fun and personable. I'm excited to see what she does on the show, and I hope that she does well, and not just on the competition show itself, but in her career afterwards, now being a part of the Drag Race family. We also met Davina, who was super, super cool. And a couple of the other girls, it was a lot of fun. It was a great like experience. It was so kind of hectic and chaotic, and it was kind of fun to just watch them get thrown into the mix so early on into the weekend. After that happened, one of my favorite things, they had this at DragCon LA in 2018 as well. When I flew out for that. They had a special performance by Trixie Mattel, where she did a couple of her songs, including she did Kitty Girl, the All Stars 3 remix of Kitty Girl, and had somebody from the audience come up to do BB's part. And you can tell these kids are so, so excited and so nervous, and they just, you know, fudged it up. But it was fun. It was cute. And Trixie's always a delight to watch entertain. She did her song Rich People. If I'm not mistaken, she closed the set out with her single Yellow Cloud. So it was a delight to watch. She's always so much fun to see perform. If you get a chance to see Trixie perform, especially if it's her one woman show, or if it's in a concert setting or anything where she gets to play music, go and see Trixie. It's a guaranteed good time. Just so talented, and I'm excited. She's working on her third album, and it's been phenomenal. Speaking of Trixie, I normally do not get to go and see Trixie during DragCon. It's been one of those. I get to see her during the summer in Provincetown. However, this year she did not do a show in P-Town. She only did a one-off performance on Carnival weekend, and it was a fundraiser. But because we were in so early, when we got in right around the time that the floor opened, we were able to get to the Trixie booth, where she was selling Trixie cosmetics, as well as her merch and the Kasingle. I love that the 80s nostalgia of cassettes has come back into like being retro and cool, except that there's a hidden USB drive, which is so much better than the tape of old days, because those things, when they got crinkly and whatnot, and you had to grab a pencil and then you're trying to straighten it out, so much of a hassle. But we got to the booth, and they were doing a limited number of tickets for you to come back and get in line and be in a certain spot. So for us, we were the first group of people to do a meet and greet with her, and we just, as soon as the performance was over, they're like, all right, come back, and you know, that'll be the first time. She did some interviews and stuff before that, but it made the process so much easier and so much smoother, because you knew where you were standing, you knew what time to come back, and they were all very, very well handled with doing this photo op this way. So we got to do a little picture and meet with Trixie, and it was delightful. So from there, we just kind of wandered around. I mentioned them before. We saw the boys of Swish Embassy. Both Dean and Alan were in New York to do DragCon, which they've done for the past few years, and became friends of the pod that way, and just friends with them in real life. And they're great guys. If you have not checked out Swish Embassy's clothing before, or their leather, or their fans, or any of the merch that they sell on their website, if you're in Chicago, you can pick up some Swish Embassy product at the men's room in Chicago in Boys Town. But go to swishembassy.com. They're not a paid sponsor, but they are great guys, and they put out great products. And, you know, got to give them a shout out where you can. We also took a detour over to see the one and only Willem, who, if you are a follower of Willem on social media or through the Race Chaser podcast, you already knew that she was launching her line of makeup called Coverboy. And both Brian and I were very eager to go over and check out the product. So we did that early on, because we knew that if we waited till the end, that most of the stuff was going to be gone. So I actually picked up one of the delightful Willem stickers, where it's a glory hole with Willem in the middle. and a pair of 301 and done lashes in blue, because, you know, you gotta have some flair to your lashes. But I was able to go and support the launch of Coverboy and get a picture with Willem and chat. And fingers crossed, we talked a little bit about getting Willem onto our show here. So hopefully we will be talking to Ms. Belli in the not-too-distant future. There were some great prop photo op setups. They were, didn't have the cans and stuff that they had in L.A. from All-Stars 3. But they did have the Club Hive and Club 96 set up. Those bars were set up. They had the updated Hall of Fame with now Monet and Trinity the Tuck up on the wall. The library was there. There were a lot of great little photo ops. And you can see all of these pictures on our Instagram at Flame On Show on Instagram. And see the different photo ops that we did. I tried to condense it down. If both Brian and I did a picture, one of them, I tried to do a combo, just that way I wasn't flooding everybody's Facebook, or not Facebook feeds, although they did push to our Facebook page as well. I don't want to flood everybody's feed on Instagram with pictures of each of us at an individual stop to, you know, separately. While we were doing our photo ops, we ran into some other fantastic queens from Drag Race Thailand, because those girls were also in attendance, or some of them were, as well as the lovely Xanadu. That's D-O-O at the end. I know this is going to be a running Xanadu theme throughout this episode. But Xanadu became a quick friend of ours and is now a friend of the pod. So hello, Xanadu. We appreciate you spending some time and chatting with us and taking pictures with us. We also got to see the always delightful and super hunky Danny Franzese. Y'all should know him from Mean Girls or from Looking or just from his fantastic social media presence. What's Up Danny is his handle on his social media. Sweetheart that he was. We caught him while he was out on the walking around on the floor. And he was nice enough to let us take a picture, even though he was setting up at the signing booth the next day. So very sweet of him to do that. And the Friday was a fantastic. It's always so great. If you have a chance to do either VIP or get a weekend pass for DryCon, that Friday preview night, a lot of like the bigger queens who have other obligations or have things going on and aren't able to, are going to have limited time at DryCon, aren't necessarily there on Friday, but you can do so much and get these photos done at the photo ops, and they do the concerts, they do these, they did a screening of Stonewall Out Loud, I believe is the name of the movie, that they had Danny introduce. TikTok was there and had a booth, and when there's giveaways or there's things that you want to purchase, that Friday is always a great time to do it. It's much calmer, much more relaxed. And the queens that are there are always amazing. We ran into Darian Lake. We saw Raja O'Hara. We saw Silky Nutmeg Ganache. They're a lot of fun to get to chat with. And you get to have a little bit more of an interaction with them because it's not so crazy. Brian and I also, it's been a hot minute since I've been back in New York. And the subway stop that we get off at is in Hudson Yard. So before we left, we got to also see The Vessel, which I'm petrified of heights. Dear listeners, if you don't know that about me already, now you do. So I probably would never have gotten up on The Vessel, but actually seeing it in person versus seeing the pictures, and the pictures on everybody's Instagram that I've seen have been fantastic, but seeing that structure in person, it is so cool. And lit up at night, it is gorgeous. Kicking off day two was crazy. Back early in the morning, again, an hour train ride. We had little to no time to sleep this weekend, and it was all worth it. DragCon is an experience. If you haven't done it, do it. It's crazy. But they did the March of the Penguins, the March of the Queens, the Queens entrance. Down the pink carpet, and they had all the winners that were in attendance do their walk through from the regular seasons and from the All-Star seasons, as well as the queens from Drag Race that were there from all of the previous seasons, and from Thailand as well. And it was very cool to watch them walk the carpet. We were back a little bit further than I have been in the past, but you still got to see them walk through, and it was awesome. If you are following our Instagram, go to our IGTV, and you can watch the entrance on the pink carpet. There's a lot of dead space. It's a long, long carpet, and they give the girls time to, you know, not just have to run down the red carpet, but get to kind of interact and get seen by their fans as they walk the carpet. So you can check out, there's, I believe, three parts that are up on the Instagram. Go check them out. You get to see what the queens are wearing. And Brooklyn was my favorite because the two girls that were introduced before her were still sauntering down the carpet. I think it was Silky and Akiria, there were two girls, and they were still making their way down, and Brooklyn was announced. And then you just see Brooklyn hot stepping it down the carpet. She had things to do, people to see, a booth to be at to make some money. And it was just too funny to watch. But that's all up on our Instagram.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
At Flame On Show. After that, we decided, okay, let's get some queens time in. So we went over and we got to go do a quick interview with Nina West at her booth. And I know that she has built such a following. She had such a following in the Columbus area. And now that she has been on Drag Race, the world has a love affair with Nina West. And I am right there with the entire world because Nina's a sweetheart, fantastic, just such a delight and a joy to be around. That interview is up on our IGTV as well, as well as our picture with Nina. We also got to pop over to see Monet Exchange, and I picked up a couple of her DragCon exclusive kitty cat reveal wigs. If you didn't see the kitty cat reveal in the final lip sync on All Stars 4, go watch that. And she has a pin that mimics it. It's phenomenal. Give me a pin that has movement or some type of little extra bit, and I'm a sucker for it. I am just floored, and I love it. We also got to go over and chat with Danny Franzese again, you know, because he enjoyed having some cute bears stopping for pictures. So he told us to come over and check out his signing table the next day. So we did. We went over. We chatted with him. We were on his Instagram story or Snapchat story or both, fanning him because, you know, he had his king crown on. And it was really cute. He's a super, super sweet guy. And hopefully we can do some stuff with him in the future. We got to see RuPaul DJ and just get his life up top the TikTok main stage. And I don't know how much of that was actually RuPaul DJing or if it was pressing buttons to a curated playlist. All I know is RuPaul was getting his life up there and playing some good music. So either which way, it was a blast to see. And if you were there watching it, it was so cute. It was such an adorable little thing. We got to see our friends at Unique Nails by Brie, a Tampa / I think Philly. I forget where she said that they are in the north, but we know her through our friends Baronce and Tora, and she does custom nail work. Go check out Unique Nails by Brie on Instagram. You'll love the work that she does. Fantastic job. We got to see the lovely models of Tuck It Up Panties. We saw Aurora Borealis, who was doing some phenomenal Ursula cosplay. We checked out the first ever LGBTQIA stand-up showcase. It was dubbed a panel, but the we had Danny Franzese, we had Nikki Paris, we had Pandora Box. I can't remember his name. I can only always remember his Instagram handle, Jew_Majesty. I think his name is Brian, but don't quote me on that. I'm sorry, dear listeners. I should be fact-checking myself while doing this, but I'm not. And then the adorable Mateo Lane. I got a little swoony when Mateo was up there. And then got yelled at because I was trying to document the show for our Instagram and to report on it. And he told me to put the phone down and just enjoy. So when a cute boy tells you to put your phone down and just enjoy the show, you do it. We also got to see the absolutely adorable and lovely Dieter Ritz, and I talked to her again about it. We need to get her on with Oral, and I want Oral to interview Dieter Ritz so badly on this show. You know it's going to happen. You know it'll be a dream of mine, and it's going to be an amazing day. Mark Connemara, if you have not heard us gush about the Cut to the Feeling Fridays video, Cut to the Feeling Fridays? Yes, there we go. Cut to the Feeling Friday videos or any of the stuff that he has done. He was a choreographer and backup dancer for Lady Gaga and has taken the world of Facebook and the internet by storm with his Cut to the Feeling Friday videos and now his other just random and delightful videos in his apartment and his wig tossing and his fans and his outfit changes and so many great things. He was at the con as well at the signing booth. We ran into him as we were finishing up at another booth and waiting for some friends, and he was sweet enough to take a picture with us and just an absolute sweetheart. So thank you, Mark, for being so sweet. We also got to do a quick little interview with Tammy Brown. We got to chat with her. Unfortunately, you'll see with a lot of the videos, we were having some mic issues that we didn't realize until after day one. And unfortunately, when there is very little time to turn around between coming home and going back when you're staying on Long Island, you can't always get parts to fix things when you're in these situations. So we did the best that we could, and we're still going to be putting up videos. We have some stuff with Monet Exchange that we got to do. And like I said earlier, we've got some stuff with the Drag Race UK girls that will be going up. So I'm going to be playing with that audio, trying to make sure that you guys can enjoy that properly. We also got to stop by the Sugar Pill booth, and we met Shrinkle, who is the owner of Sugar Pill, and just an adorable little sprite. She's so, so cute, and she was so sweet. Cosplay-wise, we saw a couple that were phenomenal. On day two, we ran into Selmanilla, who did an amazing Lady Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet cosplay. Fan-effin-tastic. Check out her Instagram for the pictures. We tagged her in the description. Go follow her. Phenomenal. We ran into two other lovely people that were dressed as Peach and Rosalina. And when they were leaving the Coverboy booth with Willem, and it was just so cute. That picture is up as well. We saw the one and only Brooklyn Heights, the Canadian beauty, Queen of the North herself, Miss Brooklyn Heights. Such a sweetheart. So excited to get to see her. Worked with her recently and just fabulous. Fahrenheit as well, who is a part of her family that based out of Toronto. Adorable, sweet. Love them. Just great people. Again, all of these pictures are on our Instagram with tags. Go check them out. Go check out our Instagram story. Go check out our Facebook page because they push to that also. And then go follow these people because they are just phenomenal. And speaking of cosplay, we had seen this cosplayer out and about on the DragCon floor earlier in the day, but I did not get a picture. And then as we were leaving and waiting for our lift, I saw this cosplay, crossplay, however you want to describe it, of Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy VII. And I had to run over and get a picture. It's fantastic, including the sword. It's just an amazing, amazing outfit, amazing cosplay. Go check that picture out. I don't believe we got that one tagged. If anybody knows who that cosplayer was, go on our Instagram, go on our Facebook page, and tag that person, please, because we want to give proper credit to the amazing work that was done. So please go check that picture out and let us know if you know who that person is. Day three started off very rough. We went out on Saturday night and got to see a drag show at Rock Bar. We saw some of the local New York queens, some out-of-town guests, including KK Lavelle from North Carolina, who's going to be down here in Orlando performing at Bear Bus next month. That video is on the Bear Bus Facebook page. I went live or some sort of video. I had been drinking this video. That's all I know. And we also saw Nicole Page Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia. Nobody knew where the 8x10 of her drag mama, the sign picture of her drag mama was, but, you know, nobody asked. And Jaden Dior Fierce was there. I believe we left just before Trinity K. Bonet performed, but she was there as well. Saw her. She looked fabulous. It was all good times at Rock Bar. If you're in New York, go check out Rock Bar. Go see Jason and Tom. They're the owners and friends of ours, friends of the podcast. We've done our show there before. Great people. Go check out Rock Bar. So Sunday morning was a bit rough, but we went and did an interview with Monet Exchange. We did our interviews with the UK queens, which you'll be hearing soon. They were all so fabulous. As soon as we got back down onto the floor, though, Sabrina Lawrence did this amazing Link cosplay. Stone shield, stone tights, stone boots. Oh, oof, so good. So absolutely fabulous. Go check her out. Instagram, she is tagged on there. Thanks to CJ for giving us that tag, because I either misplaced the card or forgot her name, and as I'm prone to do, and I was glad to be able to tag her in that one. We stopped by the booth with Abhorra and Disasterina and their World of Abject Misery from Dragula. They were really cool to go and see, and they were really, really nice. Brian was in sheer heaven. I personally have not seen Dragula yet, so I know I've seen some of the other winners and contestants, Bitch Pudding, and some other ones at DragCon LA in 2018. So it was really cool. He was excited to get to meet them. So that was definitely awesome. And to get to meet some of these queens, especially from shows like Dragula, who don't have the same exposure, but have that base that's building and growing, and for them to still be really cool and relatable and be awesome about taking pictures, always so good to see. We stopped by deep friend of the pod, Pandora Box, her booth, picked up some merch, took some pictures. Sweet as always. We love us some Pandora Box. Looking to get her back on the show. It's been so long, and we need to do another chat with her because she is fabulous and just amazing. We stopped by Brooklyn's booth again because I needed to buy merch because, you know, when you have 14 million shirts, what do you need more of? Shirts. And she had an amazing look on for day three as well. And I was like, well, okay, I'm going to stop and get another picture. Saw James St. James, went over and chatted with him at his booth for just a few minutes. Before the end of the day, we got to see Ginger Minj, who, like I said at the beginning of this episode, has been so busy with Xanadu rehearsals that she actually had to cancel most of her appearance and panels for DragCon, but she was able to make it down for a little bit, and there was a nice little crowd to see her. So we just popped over and said hey and gave her a hug, you know. We don't try to interrupt the flow of traffic, you know, when these queens have fans. We love them. We see them. You know, Ginger's been such a part of our podcast family that, you know, we don't want to take away from that experience from other people, because I, as a fan, would never want to have that happen to me. So we just went over and said hello. Same thing with Detox. Went over and gave her a hug and said hey, and recanted the story of how we were both drunk on the Kesha cruise back in February, and she got on my shoulders, and I drunkenly watched her through a crowd so she could collect tips, and we giggled, and it was good times. You know, it's memories like this that you keep with you forever. So that was pretty much our DragCon experience. Those are the things that we did. It was definitely a little bit of a different experience this year. I know that there was some behind the scenes stuff that had been going on with them. I'm glad that they were able to work it out, figure it out, make it happen. You know, huge shout out and thank you again to World of Wonder, to their PR firm for being amazing. Shannon, Talia, and the gang, all of them, they were all just absolutely amazing. So we very much appreciate everything that you do, all the hard work that you put into making DragCon happen and making it such a great experience for us as press to be able to come in and experience it and take these experiences and be able to share them with people that either aren't able to make it or that might be on the fence and thinking about it for either LA or for New York for next time. And or the UK, because that was just announced on the Sunday morning of DragCon that they were doing a DragCon UK edition. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how that all goes. I don't know any specifics on dates or any of that yet. But, you know, we hope that you are listening to this and saying, hey, this is something cool. This is something I would like to check out, and that you get to do it, because we've enjoyed it going and being a part of it, and I hope that you all will take that chance to go and see it for yourselves. Okay. Last but not least, I wanted to make sure that I tack this on to this episode, because you're going to get to hear more about it when we do our full cast roundup that's going to be coming out next week. But if you are not following us on Facebook, you may not have seen that we have launched our very own Patreon. Now, we are still part of the Nerdy Show Network, so don't fret. Nothing has changed. But Nerdy Show as a network and as a whole is moving into a little bit different direction with some of the properties that they have. And they are doing more with an imprint called Omniverse. And a lot of their stuff is going to be going under that. Nerdy Show is going to live as an imprint on the Omniverse collective as a whole, but we are still going to be part of the Nerdy Show Network, as well as some of the other big shows that are a part of our podcast network. So don't worry, all of that's still there, and we're still going to want you to go and support them if you're able to. But we are also doing our own side Patreon that you will be able to directly donate to us as a podcast. And there will be specific perks that we can give to you as our listeners. And we hope that you enjoy them. We want feedback. Obviously, this is our first foray into this world of Patreon for ourselves. So I hope that you all out there go over to our Patreon. Check it out. It's patreon.com/flameonshow. Try to keep the branding on point. So everything... Anytime you want to find this, just look for Flame On Show. So patreon.com/flameonshow, and you can become a patron. We have a couple of different levels for you that if you are out there and want to become a patron, you can join us at one of four different levels. For $1 a month, you can become one of our new mutants. We thank you. We'll give you a shout out on our roundup episode. And thank you for being a supporter of our show. You can join at $5 a month and be part of our Generation X level. We'll give you a shout out. And you will also be able to vote on a topic that we'll put a couple up there. And you'll be Patreon exclusive entitled to a new thing called A Sip of Tea with Oral. Oral will be given a topic, and he's just going to rant on it and give his positive, negative, you know, whatever feelings he has on that topic. He's just going to go off on, and that will be delivered to you Patreon subscribers exclusively. That will not go out to the general public. For $10 a month, you can become Powers of 10, You'll get the shout out. You'll be eligible to hear that A Sip of Tea with Oral episode. And we will do a Patreon exclusive audio episode, just like you're hearing now. But this will just be for our Patreon subscribers. We will put a topic or a couple of topics out there. We'll let you vote on it. And then the boys and I will sit down and we will we'll discuss it. So you get to kind of pick what your mini micro will be all about. Now, if you really want to be generous and be our virtual sugar daddies, you can join the House of X at $20. And we will also do, in addition to the shout out, the sip of tea with Oral and the audio episode, we'll also do a live YouTube episode that you can join in and be a part of. We'll talk topics, we'll dish on anything that you want to talk about, we'll dish about our stuff, and then you as our patrons can join in and throw topics out there and we'll chat about it. So we want to do this to have a little bit more interaction with you all and be able to give back. You guys have been such great supporters of us through the past roughly, I believe, 7-ish, 8-ish years that Playmon has been around. I wasn't there at the beginning, so I'm a little fuzzy on the origin date. But you've been there for us, and this will be a way for you to help continue being a part of Playmon, making sure that we can provide you with amazing quality. Because I want to, as a producer for this show, want to make sure that you guys are getting the best quality content that we can put out, that the sound is good, that our mics are good, that our board is good, that all of our equipment is good, and that these episodes have that quality that you've come to know and expect from us. And, you know, this is done a lot out of love. And for those of you who either are in the podcast world yourselves, or if you are not aware, this isn't, you know, a huge lucrative career for us right now. A lot of us have our own other companies or jobs or things that we do, and we take our time every other week, and we make sure that we get together and do an episode and chat and do these things for you because you listen to us, and we want to give back to you because you are there to support us. So this is just one more way that we can hopefully give you more content and have you help out and make sure that we can continue doing Flame On for a long time to come. So with that being said, go check us out online at flameonshow.com. Go check out our parent company, The Nerdy Show's Patreon at patreon.com/nerdyshow. And go check out our new Patreon at patreon.com/flameonshow. We'll be back next week because, again, I'm sorry that we were off schedule, but we're back on schedule. We'll be back next week. You'll get two episodes that will drop during the week. On the 24th, you'll get to hear exclusive content from our interview with the ladies of RuPaul's Drag Race UK Season 1. And you'll also get our full cast pop culture roundup. So check back with us next Friday. We thank you all for listening. And that's it. Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.